standardized testing is a heated topic, but add in Common Core and it's downright fiery. Both North and South Carolina are part of the Smarter Balanced Assessment Consortium, one of a few groups that devises these tests.
They realize we can't get out of Common Core unless the majority of the state board votes to do that.
That's South Carolina school board member Larry Kurowski. He admits that's not likely to happen.
Since we have to do it, are there other sources of assessments that, you know, are more cost efficient or just as good?
He believes there are. So last week, Kurowski and three other members of the state board voted to withdraw from the testing consortium, but they were in the minority. This week, Superintendent Mick Zais said he planned to remove South Carolina from Smarter Balanced and didn't need the consent of the board to do so. That didn't go over well with Chairman Barry Bolin.
We're required to have an assessment in place by 14-15, so I don't know how you're going to do that over the summer. I mean, we've been planning a year and a half for Smarter Balanced, so it just made no sense.
South Carolina lawmakers are also trying to exert their power. The House passed a bill last week to withdraw the state from Smarter Balanced. A senator is blocking a similar bill from being debated on the floor. There hasn't been as much of an outcry in North Carolina. Part of the reason is that the state is still 3 years away from using the Smarter Balanced tests. Some state lawmakers have concerns about them. As a result, they're requiring the state board to get legislative approval before spending money on any tests linked to the Common Core. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.